Listen, as we sing through our grief, our feathers slick with tears. This time, it is a humble black cap that leads the ritual. At others, it might be a dove that mourns, or the swan's quiet song just before the end. In any case, our lament is the same. We sing for what we have lost. We set them on their way. We say goodbye. This bird, wisest of them all, may you be released to the sky one final time. Rejoice. Release. Release. Release.
Flock, Episode 8. The Diary of Johnny Swift, in Flight Log 246. The wisest bird is gone. And yet, despite this loss, or because of it, construction on Cloud Cuckoo Land has reached, well, epic proportions. Tell me, O Muse, does the glory of our supreme creation inspire even you? Like a wreath tightly wound when it is placed upon the head, its aromatic leaf circled and complete. So does this land of birds ensnare the entire firmament. And in its enormity, with its many windowed openings, each ready to be retracted at our signal, we are equipped to hold back rosy-feathered dawn until we deem the time is right for its bountiful arrival. That is, only when the privilege of its brightness has been earned by those below. Sorry, bit much maybe. It was quite the effort to get all the way above the place, to be honest. I'm a bit puffed out, full of hot air. Can't imagine how the birds who actually built it are feeling. And besides, not all is right in this floating world. A cloud hangs over proceedings. No pun intended. What to do with those pesky humans? Are we talking rebuke or reconciliation? Reprimand or retribution? I suppose the real question is, in the same position, what would they do with us?
Creation before us. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
It's fine.
I was just taking it all in.
Me too. And look, what we have made.
Did we ever picture it quite like this? But it is beautiful.
So many wings working together. The flock reassembled in new form.
I guess so.
Our flock, both bigger and now smaller.
Is Budgie going to listen?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm right. I don't know what comes after. I don't know what to hope for.
This place is full of all sorts of chatter on that front.
The flock is our echo.
And we are the echo of the flock. Through us, every movement spreads. Each twist and each turn are magnified by our weight of feathers. Transformation is formation. From darkness comes renewed life. Out of chaos came the earth. Or so I've heard. So there's that.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't been entirely idle all this time, you know. I've been watching. I've been picking out. I've been putting together. A little number. I've been learning. And
if you really want something to change, you gotta shake up the world and then embrace a little chaos. Otherwise it'll just stay the same. You've gotta shake up the world and then embrace a little chaos. You came in and you pecked at our edges, parrot. You sang a few good songs and then you exited some hedges. You weren't just a voice of disarray. No, you instigated action, yeah, you practiced what you parroted. If you really want something to change, you've gotta shake up the world and then embrace a little chaos. Otherwise it'll just stay the same. You've gotta shake up the world and then embrace a little chaos. It might be scary, but it won't be dull. We're getting that canary out of the tunnel. We'll close the curtain from all boredom. If you really want something to change, you've gotta shake up the world and then embrace a little chaos. Otherwise it'll just stay the same. You've gotta shake up the world and then embrace.
What I'm trying to say, I suppose, is who knows what chaos may drop from its beak and into yours?
You're right.
Well, I can't help it sometimes.
I have had some unexpected twists and turns in my story.
Hang on. Where are you going?
Budgie, wait.
I've decided what needs to be done, Parrot. Everything's in place.
Once the shutters are closed, they can't be opened again.
It's too much.
Why are you being like this?
You started this whole thing. You showed us what could be done if one bird was determined enough. You did it on your own, inspired us all. And now, here we are.
No.
Ready to do things our own way completely.
It wasn't like that.
I saw you.
I haven't told you everything. I left some gaps.
What do you mean?
Maybe I was embarrassed. Maybe I didn't want to acknowledge that it was not entirely under my own thrust that I escaped. But the truth is, I had some help getting out.
So? We're all helping each other right now. That's the point. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I had some help from a human.
What?
A young one.
No.
A hatchling. A child, they call them.
You're trying to trick me.
It's true. I promise. They were kind to me. At first, they would just let me out of my cage for a little while, when it was only the two of us. Let me spread my wings, perch upon their shoulder, and we would parade around that square nest of theirs. They would save me extra bits of fruit. Apple. I like apple. But then, the more they looked into my eyes, the more they could see what I truly wanted. I'm sure of it. And one day, with a nod in my direction, they left the door of my cage ajar, the window wide, a brief opening, and I took it.
I see.
Do you? This means there's hope. There's hope in them. There's a chance if we give it to them that they can make a change. They'll see. They'll see that they need to. When we show them this glimpse of our pain.
Is that right? You know what, though? I did get out all by myself.
You did?
On my own two wings. I didn't need any help.
But that doesn't mean no one ever does. And if you hadn't seen me...
I know. I appreciate that. I do.
You understand?
But the thing is... The thing is... It's too late now. I'm sorry.
The sun goes out.
Yeah. It's time.
The sun goes out.
The sun goes out.
The sun goes out.
For them.
Below.
The sun goes out.
For them.
Below.
The sun goes out.
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 Go.
Is it done?
It's done.
What's that?
I don't know. Paper? On it, I think there's a message.
What?
A message from the humans.
A message?
Yes.
But what does it say?
The Flock is produced by A Ton of Feathers, with funding from Arts Council England, with scripts and direction by Jack Sanderson-Thwaite, and music, lyrics, and editing by Gecko. In this episode, Shane David Joseph played Black Cap and Cloudbird One. Lauren Van Dyke played Parrot. Winston J. Pike played Magpie. Hannah Bristow played Budgie. Honora Kamen played Cloudbird 2. Joanna Van Kampen played Cloudbird 3, with Gecko as Johnny Swift. The cast were recorded at Christchurch Studios in Bristol, engineered by Charlie Flack, with mastering by Ben McCone at Crosstown Studios, London. The podcast cover image is by Lara Hawthorne, with additional thanks to Maeve O'Neill from Ruhr Arts, Jamie Wyver and the RSPB, Trent Burton from the Cosmic Shambles Network, Green Up Your Act, Tom Marshman, James Perries, and the Bush Theatre.
You know what? I think we could be happy.